Paul, what's the biggest difference you've seen in the Avalanche's game this year as compared to last?
Quite a bit quicker. You know, when they added Girard too as well in their back end, they're healthy too. They had some injuries on their back end that really set them back. But their whole group plays a very, very fast game and consistent with it. They don't come off it a whole lot. They're 60-minute game for us in the games that we've played and any that we've watched. They play at a real patient but high-paced game.
When you have an emotional win like you did the other night, I mean, you have a couple days between games, is there anything you have to guard against, maybe a letdown after you have such a kind of finish?
Well, we spent yesterday talking about some things that we need to get better at that were beyond the Washington game into the Rangers and also St. Louis. So there's an area of our game that we'd like to see a great improvement. But you get to keep that kind of win for a while, and we want to keep that. Anytime you can come back, look at the statistics from second period on leads and how daunting it is, how difficult it is in this league to come back when you're down. Those are important to belief builders in your locker room.
Can you share what those areas are? Or?
No, I'm not telling you. Never introduce a negative. Number one rule of dealing with the media.
Gotcha. When you're this close to the trade deadline, I mean, you know, you've talked about it in the past. I mean, what's it like for you to wait to see what the roster will look like after February 26th?
You want to be aware of it. If there's tension in the room, certainly if you're in that sell mode, right, your names get out there. So there's always names up, and now we're in a little different position here. So you don't have any jet names really being bandied about. That's tough to handle in your room, for sure. We don't talk about it with the players. Just keep your head down and focused. Almost all the young guys never think they're getting traded anyway. No matter what situation, because they're here for 20 and they're the next star of the team. The older guys are a little more aware of what could happen, but they're also, it's not their first time through it, so they know there's nothing to do but play.
Paul, you actually mentioned about Perreault and that you apologized to him at times because you've kind of slotted him here and there and he hasn't necessarily found a home. But that's a credit to him, isn't it? Maybe explain why he can be such an effective plug-and-play guy for you guys.
Yeah, he's the fireman. We put him wherever we need help. He brings a consistent level, but a high level. He's a really high level of identity hockey for our team. He is on the puck, and he's not a big man, so we have some size in our group, and then we've got a bunch of guys that aren't all that big. As Blake Wheeler is for the rest of the group in terms of intensity, Matty Perreault is in terms of being on the puck. And any line that he plays with then gets that benefit. They all get more ozone time if Matty's on your line, right? And that was true of when he was with Hendricks and Armia. They're scoring points. They're playing in the other team's end. His ability to get on a puck, disrupt a breakout, and then a lot of that little tight turn short area plays is ozone time and ozone creativity and an energy level. You play with Matty, the other two guys on the line end up feeling good about their game. I mean, you feel a lot better about your game at one end than you do the other. And he creates that time, and he makes those little plays so they come off, and they, even if they don't get anything, they feel like they almost did. So he's kind of a confidence builder for whoever he plays with because he's playing at the right end.
So, you know, guys like Roslovic and Connor and other guys like Patan, the offensive guys who aren't going to get 40 a year, but can they, or 50? But is he a guy that they can model their game after because
Sure.
of all the other things he does?
Almost all young, skilled players that are you know, they're not 6'4", 210, haven't had to do a lot of what you have to do in the NHL, right? They've been somewhat perimeter players. They're shooters or playmakers. But forechecking isn't a big part of how they got to the NHL. And it takes them a little while to understand that they have to do that as well. And Matty's kind of that prime guy. Like, if you want to survive in this league, you got to get on the puck, and you have to play a puck pressure game, and you have to be able to contain it. You have to be able to get it off them. You have to be able to get it stopped, and then you have to win some of those battles. Most of them at some point have thought, that's fine, coach, but not for me. We'll let some of the bigger, less talented players go bang it around. What Matty does is, at a high skill level, he plays a grinder's game.
With him and Hendricks being the have some playoff experience, obviously, and guys on your club with the four games against Anaheim. Do you feel like there's enough there in the room right now to handle this stretch drive and getting past a first round? Or is this a, you know, obviously with the February 26th, we could change things up, but is this you're comfortable with the sort of trial by fire sort of thing?
I'm responsible for the trees. Chevy's responsible for the forest. We're fine. We got enough to be good tonight if we work our asses off. That's pretty much my entire day.
Paul, the decision to put Patrick and Nick down with Andrew, what are you hoping to see from those two that we haven't seen in
Games? Patrick and then it was Kyle Connor. They're almost playing in the same hole they did when Blake Wheeler was center. Just I got him on the wing and Scheife's back in. Rather run Scheife or we're running Nicky or Brian Little against a more offensive line, and those guys will play with Andrew, who's a pretty darn good defensive player when he's on his game. So nothing really changes. I mean, what hole they come out of will change a little bit where they go. If Kyle Connor and Jack Roslovic continue to play the game that they played last game, I'll leave those lines, and if not, we'll move them.
Nick said that he hasn't been happy with the way that he's played defensively recently. Have you seen something in their games over the last several games that
I would
like
think
to
maybe going as a group in answer to the question that I didn't answer, the whole group there's an area of our defensive game that can get a whole lot better.
And for Kopp, what's going to be key for him? It's obviously a little bit different having wingers like that than some of the other ones. How can that help him?
I would think staying under the puck and our end of the ice is going to be really important for him, and making sure his reloads are perfect at the other end.